I was walking the street in London. Somebody asked me if I wanted to be a model, so I took the opportunity, got on the boat, went to Paris.
Welcome to Vegetarian Elite on Supreme Master Television. Today, we will continue part two of our discussion with Cameron Albazane, one of the most recognizable faces in the fashion industry for nearly the past two decades.
I was about 1986, mm-hmm. I was about 19. And just went straight to Paris, started working with all designers and Jean-Paul Gaultier and all these kind of people.
A successful career in the fashion world quickly followed. Cameron was sought after by industry icons like Karl Lagerfeld, Valentino, Versace, Chanel, Dolce & Gabbana, Gucci and Armani. He starred in Madonna's memorable Express Yourself music video and has met with Nelson Mandela, worked alongside Sir Elton John, and photographed by legendary photographer Herb Ritts. From the 1980s through the millennium, Cameron's modeling career encompassed hundreds of fashion campaigns, billboards, television commercials, and almost all popular fashion magazines worldwide. He became the world's first and highest paid male supermodel ever, and was twice named Model of the Year. Cameron Albazane was at the height of his career. But as we learned last week, Cameron soon left all of this behind in search of deeper spiritual fulfillment.
I stayed in the business for about 12 years, working with different people, and I had a mentor teach me about natural medicine, about yoga, about spirituality, about reading spiritual books. So I had already started a little bit on the path. And so when I started to decide to come out of the fashion business, it was sort of felt natural. It felt like, okay, I'm done with that. It's sort of all about the outside, it's all about not much else except the outside.
And then you decided to go to India?
Yeah, I started to practice yoga and teach in New York. I took a teacher training for about 6 months. I trained in reflexology, all these kind of more Western things. And then I decided I need yoga to become a self-practice. So I decided to go to India, and then I discovered Ayurveda. From there, I started to learn about how the body and mind, what the connection is, how mm-hmm. you work with it, how you take care of disease. And then that started to really interest me.
And you had a master in India?
Yeah, Dr. Vasudevan in the center in Arsha, south of India, in Kerala. That's where I found him, and he found mm-hmm. me, and I started to train with him.
And so what is his teaching? What does he teach?
He's an Ayurvedic doctor, a master, and he's also yogic, from a long lineage of yogic masters. So he teaches how to take care of the body, how to take care of the mind, how to use Ayurveda yoga as a spiritual practice. You're doing the ceremonies, the puja, the mantra, meditation. But he's a household, meaning he has a family. Mm-hmm. So he's best to teach people who are living more here, like me, who are in the West.
Is he also a vegetarian?
Yeah. The Ayurveda community and the yogic community are all vegetarians. Mm-hmm. Then you have the Ayurveda taught as a spiritual practice with yoga. Those people mainly are vegetarian because they know the aspect of mm-hmm. To take life. You know, they practice ahimsa, yama, niyama. So it's a full practice for them.
As an Ayurvedic practitioner, Cameron adheres to a plant-based diet and remarks that his favorite foods are rice and vegetables. He abstains from sugar, tobacco, and alcohol and advocates this for a sound mind, body, and soul. We asked Yogi Cameron about the wisdoms imparted from his guru.
The teacher is always saying, do your practice. You have to do your practice. It's only through practice that you reach mm-hmm. somewhere. And when you reach somewhere, you reach nowhere again, and you keep practicing. So it's the mind that says, I've reached somewhere. Mm-hmm. And you know, the mind, ego, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. And then you realize, you become humble, and you realize, I didn't reach mm-hmm. anywhere. So the one thing that's always from all masters, I think, is do your practice. Don't worry about anything else. Don't worry about the surface. Don't worry about anything except just every day, come back.
Being diligent.
Come back. The beauty of this is when you also doing your practices, the guru master says, treat it as many lifetimes. So you're not in this lifetime only. Keep going. Your practice will keep going till, you know, the next lifetime and the one after that. If it's shorter, great. If it's longer, great.
And what are the changes that you feel in you?
Body becomes light. The body becomes much more detached from things. You know, the balance is more like this instead of like this. And in Ayurveda, we're always trying to keep the equilibrium between the elements, fire, earth, water. Are these things in our body? You know, too much fire, too much heat, you know, too much air, too much... like now, it's a nice little breeze, we feel good. Well, if it starts to blow like crazy, not good. So this is what we're doing in the body, keeping it balanced. So what our practice of yoga is coming every day to find that balance. So desire comes down, ego comes down, everything comes down. And nobody's beyond. You know, you don't just practice and then think, well, yeah, I'm okay now. No, in a second it comes back.
When we return, Yogi Cameron will share more insights into the ancient practice of Ayurvedic medicine. You are watching Vegetarian Elite on Supreme Master Television.
Whatever you put into your body, it will have a reaction. So before you put it in your body, be careful. What is this reaction it's going to have? Allergies, all these food problems, cancer, all this stuff that's coming. The body's way of saying, I've had enough. You need to change the course of action. The body doesn't want to contract disease. It's just telling you, enough.
Welcome back to Vegetarian Elite on Supreme Master Television. In a recent interview with the Persian Mirror, Yogi Cameron said, "After my career in the fashion business, where people took care of me and gave me everything, I decided that I wanted to work with natural medicine and serve others." He shares with us some principles in Ayurvedic practice.
So you have to always kind of watch yourself or be aware of yourself. You always try to do that?
Yeah, you've always got to be aware. The practice really you're doing, like you do meditation, the practice is always being aware of oneself and then leaving the self. The body is, in this state that we're at, the body is of all elements. Everybody is of all elements. Mm. It's just which one is more predominant. Usually in
and
this...
And it can change or...
Yeah, it changes. So you're brought into the world with a certain kind of constitution, which is, you know, you may have a little bit more of one element than the other. Predominant. But what happens is that can change over time depending on how you eat, how you sleep, what kind of job you get, what kind of activities you'd like to get into. There is a piece of that that stays with you, but it's ever changing. You know, the wind blows now, we suddenly, goosebumps, body protects itself. The element is moving again, air is becoming warm. If we were sitting in the sun, then sun is also, those two elements become too much. You know, then we need grounding. So our breathing needs to become deeper. Then we ground. So all the time we're going for this balance. So it's not about just being one element. It's usually...
It's about finding the right balance.
Yeah. One can come up or go down, but in this sort of natural state, usually two are up or down. And there's one maybe out of balance that moves around too much. But it's quite easy to bring into balance. Like now, we add something, quite small amount, you know, even if it was a little bit too hot, too cold, it's not going to bother you, because the quantity is very small. Instead of eating a huge salad, for example, which is maybe it's good food, but it's too much for the stomach. You know, so people tend to think, well, if I keep eating big salads, I'm fine. Not realizing too much of that is not good.
It's not good either.
Certified as a teacher and therapist in yogic and Ayurvedic medicine, reflexology and nutrition, Yogi Cameron specializes in one-on-one treatments. Additionally, he has been invited to speak about his practice at world-renowned spiritual centers and companies like Google. In our curiosity, we asked Yogi Cameron, what would an Ayurvedic session with him be like?
If you need Ayurvedic treatments, I have to first take the pulse, look at the eyes, see what's going on. Do we need treatment? What time of season is it? Are those kind of treatments in season? You know, is it too hot for that kind of treatment? Well, maybe early morning, much better. So every treatment, Panchakarma, the five cleanings, they have their moment. Purva Karma, the pre-treatment to the treatment. So everything has a preparation. You know, we prepare the body and the mind. You want to do a long fast, it's a great clean, but you need to be very focused. So all the time, one of the reasons to come together and do the consultation, take the pulse and look at the client is, what is the willpower of this client? Are they just talking or do they really want to change?
Mm-hmm.
So I...
And in your practice, what, or in your spiritual quest, what is the biggest struggle that you had to overcome?
The mind.
The mind.
Yeah, sitting there bothering you the whole time. Hey, I'm over here. I know you're over there, but I'm over here. I know. Yes, but you need to pay more attention to me. Not now. Well, I'm going to bother you. And it begins.
And I guess with the daily practice, like you practice daily, you say, practice meditation daily.
Yeah. Before, like, in the morning, early
your
morning.
Your mind naturally kind of.
Before the sun comes up, do your practice. Before you go to bed, do your practice. It's the only way. There's no shortcuts to being spiritual. So, the good news is you are spiritual. The better news is you've got to do some work to find where it is. So it's here. But how you use it is really the practice.
Mm-hmm.
So all you got to do is put effort and all will be good.
Mm.
So the one who puts effort is the one who gets... You know, this is what the guru teaches.
Yeah.
The one who doesn't put effort doesn't get anything.
Thank you for your company today on Vegetarian Elite. Please join us next week for the conclusion of our chat with Yogi Cameron on his journey from superstardom to self-awakening. Please stay with us for Between Master and Disciples, up next on Supreme Master Television. We wish you peace and inner tranquility on your passages of life. Visit www.yogicameron.com to learn more about Yogi Cameron and how to achieve a healthier and happier life through yoga, Ayurveda, and conscious eating.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VE.